All right, everybody, this is Chase March. Got a special guest on our phone lines. We have Tall Black Guy. How's it going?
Going really good on this Sunday night over here in London. Well, not London, we're in the UK, I should say.
You're in the UK right now?
Yep.
Oh, nice. What are you doing over there?
I'm actually on an extended stay. I'm actually visiting my wife's family. So I'm just out here on an extended vacation. We've been out here for 2 months.
Still putting in some work, though.
Yeah, you know, a little bit. Trying to, anyway. Just trying to stay afloat.
Cool. Yeah, there's a website I frequent a lot, Bama Love Soul.
Yeah.
They call you everyone's favorite producer.
I guess. I don't really say it like that. I just, you know, try to make music that I believe in, you know, and which is, you know, always trying to be positive with the message and stuff like that, so.
That's cool. Yeah, they put out a mixtape of yours some of your earlier work, and they called it Tall Black Guy, The Lost Tapes. And it was actually mixed by DJ Radu. I hope I'm saying that right.
Yeah, that's it. DJ Radu. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, it's a nice project. And there's a track on there from the 80s Babies.
Yeah.
Technology.
Yeah.
I really like that track. There's a hilarious line in there. They go, the sun rises in the east and it sets in the west. That's useless information because I got a GPS. That's hilarious.
Like D Jackson, he's like my best friend. Like I've known him for like 15, 16 years. And initially when, you know, how he even came up with that, well, because he's the one that writes the lyrics. I was more or less the one that came up with the beat, well, whatever. But how it came about, he's like, man, I have this crazy idea about technology. And he was like, he just gave me the idea with the beat or whatever. And basically what he did is he told me what the idea was, you know, and then I kind of built it around that idea. I never knew he was going to come with that effect as far as like having a song where he's basically just describing all types of different technology and things like that. And that's like one of my favorite songs. You know.
I got a plan to take over the world, so you ain't gotta teach the little boys and girls. So everyone fall in line and I will treat you all the same. And I will never quit like Pinky in the Brain. Never will I ignore, nor will I ever bore you. Whatever got you stressing, chill, I'll do it for you. Not smarter than the brain that the Lord created, but I'm evolution, your fellow man made it. Nuke it in the microwave, you can throw away the stove. I rep the new school, you can disregard the old. Don't bother to call, text, message, female. Post office closed down, cause I'd rather email. Forget that paper chase, get a plastic mind state. Dead presidents no more, give me a Visa logo. Ain't gotta go to church so the Lord can know me. Turn on the TV and get some Joel Osteen. No police on the block to come and haul you off to jail. Cameras on every corner, get a ticket in the mail. Cosmetic surgery, baby, don't even get up. You ain't gotta tell me twice, it's better than doing sit-ups. The sun rises in the east and it sets in the west. That's useless information cause I got a GPS. When I take a walk, man, I don't need a walk, man. iPod on my waist, iPhone to talk in. Tune like T-Pain. I can picture Roger Troutman spinning in his grave. Oh, newspapers, magazines, you ain't gotta take them. Just hop online for all sorts of information. Word. Vote on your cell phone for the next American Idol. When now DJs spin records without vinyl. Voice command on your phone, you ain't even gotta dial. Don't sweat rotten teeth, you can buy a new smile. God bless me with an A cup, but I prefer a D. Silicone or saline, it still belongs to me. Steroids make me strong, bench press so long. Viagra help me if my girl can't turn me on. Don't count with your fingers or grab a piece of paper. Dumb it down, homie, just use a calculator. Trusty six shooter, I don't need it no more. Automatic static, who's ready for the war? Too shy to speak to a girl in the club. Now the internet helping brothers find love. No tape decks, barely CDs. No VHS, I got DVDs. TiVo, DVR, I can watch it later. Fantasy football, I can be a player. Don't need to know your whereabouts to try and catch up with ya. I can just log on and follow you on Twitter.
another lyric in there that I like. He says, when I take a walk, man, I don't need a walk, man. I park. And I think the same thing, because I'm a trail runner and I love going for runs, but I never put like headphones in. And it always amazes me why people need that. Like when you're out and about, I don't think you... I'm a music head and I'm a DJ, so maybe this is kind of weird for me saying that I don't bring music with me everywhere anymore.
I don't really either. I mean, more or less, if I'm like at work and if I think about it, I might, you know, bring an iPod or something, but other than that, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, there's something to be said about being disconnected, I think. You know, even when I go out, like, I don't always want to have my cell phone or be connected all the time.
Yeah, understandably.
Yeah, for sure.
Sometimes you need a break from it.
I think so. But the technology is a great thing, because here we are, you're like across the pond and we're able to still do an interview, and it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's the greatness of Skype. Skype really invented something that was, you know, really cool, you know, because obviously, you know, you could talk to your friends and see their face at the same time, and it's free.
Yeah, you gotta like that. I'm using a really old, outdated computer, so I don't have a webcam, so we're not seeing each other, but this is radio, so we don't need it.
Oh, exactly.
It works just as good. I know we're big fans of your work at thewordisbond.com and at Dope FM, playing your stuff all the time.
And thank you.
It's really nice that you're actually going to be throwing down a set for us in a few minutes.
Yeah, just try to throw some more good music out there, you know? That's the main thing. You just have a, you know, consistency, you know, is always, you know, at least my goal anyway.
For sure.
I can't really speak for anybody else, but my goal is just always try to be consistent.
Could you tell us how you got started in hip-hop and how you became everyone's favorite producer?
I wouldn't call myself everyone's favorite producer. Basically, you know, I grew up around music from my mom's and my dad's, like, you know, I guess that's every producer's story or every musician's story. And basically, I didn't, like, actually start making music until I was, like 20. Like, actually, full-fledged just started, you know, wanting to make music. I used to, like, beatbox and stuff like that when I was a kid, you know, and, like, make up beats with, you know, with beatbox and whatever. And then one day, you know, when I was, like, 20, I was like, man, I just want to make music, you know. So basically what I did is I just, at the time, this is around like 2000, 2001, somewhere around. I didn't have enough money, you know, to buy an MPC or anything like that. So I invested in, at the time, it used to be called Sonic Foundry Acid 2.0, you know what I mean? So I just went, I spent what, I think $60 on that program. And from there, kind of, you know, tried it out for a little bit, and I kind of gave up after like a month, because I couldn't never figure out how to sequence the drums. That was always my problem. So I quit for like a month, you know, and then I actually went back into it again. And then from there, you know, it was just a lot of practice. Like I was putting in, like when I first started, I was putting anywhere from like 14 to 18 hours in sometimes a day. And just kept practicing, you know, as far as like, you know, trying to figure out, you know, different samples and, you know, studying like some of my favorite producers, you know, hip hop producers and things like that. Just kept practicing, staying up to like basically 24 hours, you know, a couple times out the week, on top of going to work. That's pretty much what it is just practice. And I was sampling for a long time, up until about 3 years ago. I sampled up into 2009, and then, you know, I wanted to start playing, so I basically just self-taught myself how to play keyboard, because, I mean, sampling is cool, but I think sampling only can take you so far if you're trying to, like, actually make some big moves as far as, like, getting into, like, music licensing and movies and things like that, you know, so I always wanted to have that kind of balance, like, if I wanted to sample, I could sample, if I can play, I can play, you know, so... And then from there, same thing, it's just practice.
Yeah, that's a good message out there, because a lot of people think, like, in this day and age, it's so easy to release something and to show, hey, look, I just made a beat. I'm going to throw it up for the whole world to see. And, you know, there's something to be said about paying your dues and actually working and to perfect your craft. And it's cool to see that you also started on technology, too, because there's a lot of purists that say, oh, you know, you should only be using gear. You should only be using MPCs and... You know, forget everything else. And there's a lot more ways and avenues to the music, like you said.
I could never afford an MPC, you know what I mean? So it was like, that was like my only other option at the time, you know what I mean? Was to invest in something to make some kind of music. I mean, I tried all the other different, like, you know, softwares and things at the time, and I really couldn't understand any of them, but Acid seemed to be the best one I could gravitate to. And then I pretty much just wanted to master that program. So that's all I use now, is just this Acid, Sony Acid products, you know, just to make my music, along with a MIDI control. That's basically it.
Yeah, I got into production in the late 90s, and I got some really old gear. I had like an Akai sampling keyboard, and I had an Atari computer running Cubase. That's what I was using. So, like, I mean, you can use anything, like, as long as you figure out how to make it work and get it singing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. I never knock anybody for it. If they know how to make a beat on the table, if as long as it sounds good, that's all that really matters, pretty much.
For sure. All right, well, I think we should stop talking and get some music going right now. I think you're going to lay down some tunes for about an hour, and then we'll come back and talk to you some more.
Cool beans.
Awesome. Looking forward to what you're spinning.
All right, thank you. We'd win.
striving new things to inspire, picking up rules as we go, whoa, whoa. And if you feel me, don't be shy, just approach me. We're doing this thing real friendly, making you smile as we go, whoa, whoa. Here goes on, it goes on, it goes on.
Thank you. mixtape.
Thank you.
such a rush.
Restless as we are, our skies fall in tension. We'll always so hectic. Sometimes I wonder if it's worth it. So hold on tight, we'll just make it. It's such a doggone fight, but we won't know till we try.
Thank you. like a man, but not any way you want to.
That's your best plan. Take a chance and you'll see. You've made a mistake. Can't you tell? You've hurt me. My heart is giving out more love than you could imagine to be true. I can't help all night if things didn't go as planned. But let's try.
That was Tall Black Guy right there, giving us some dope tunes for the last hour, and we're lucky enough to have him on our phone lines right now. Thanks for the tunes, man.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you've been...
Thank you for you guys reaching out, you know, for me to do the mix for your podcast. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, well, thewordisbond.com is like a hip-hop magazine, and they've been doing their thing for a while, and they actually reached out to me a couple years ago, and I just started doing some like guest posts, doing some writing for them. But I'd been doing the radio for a while on Dope FM, and they kind of wanted to do a podcast. So we launched the podcast, and we're like a dozen or so episodes in right now. And we really wanted to relaunch the podcast with you and have like the first episode coming back when they redesigned the site with you. But we had a little bit of scheduling difficulties, but we finally got you on the show, so it's awesome.
Yeah, definitely.
And the cool thing about the word is bond is that we still keep the partnership with Dope FM. So I'm doing things for both platforms. So I'm on the radio and I'm on the internet on both of those different things.
Oh, okay. Cool.
So you've got a really big catalog of work, and if people can go to your Bandcamp page and see a lot of different things you're able to do. But one of the things you do is I think the best way to call it is sample flips. You can take a song that's pretty well known and use the same sample and flip it so it's different, but it still sounds familiar. How do you go about doing that?
Well, I used to do beat battles. I used to do a lot of beat battles, like maybe about, I can't remember the last beat battle I did, maybe in like 2008. But I did beat battles, you know, for a little bit of time, whatever. You know, I won a few of them, but then I kind of got a sense of what the crowd actually liked, as far as like, you know, the, like if you use a familiar sample and then kind of flip it differently, you know what I mean, then, you know, that kind of gets the crowd's reaction or whatever, you know what I mean. So I use that idea from that. And then like even before beat battles, like I was taking like different samples that I like per se, you know, and I never wanted to loop anything. I always wanted to chop it. So, you know, as a challenge, I would try to chop up something that's very, very popular, but try to just make it into my own little twist or whatever like that. So that's basically where it came from, was just me doing beat battles and kind of gauging what the crowd wants and, you know, using something familiar, you know, to try to persuade them to, you know, like my beats or whatever like that, whatever you may say. I don't know.
That's cool. You have vinyl releases now too, don't you?
Yeah, I have a few of them, probably within over the last year or so. Just like little small 7 inches. Dance for Forever, that's off of First Word Records. That's the B side. No, that's the A side. And then the B side is Return of the Here and Now. Water No Enemy, that's just on the Bastard Jazz label. Water No Enemy. And then there was another tune called Lost and Gone. But basically just releasing little small things. Times because so much music getting released at one time, it's kind of, a lot of times people will miss everything if you kind of put a whole project out there. So, you know, I kind of try to keep it kind of limited as far as like some of the releases that I put out. So yeah, I think, you know, 7 inches is, you know, the way to go as far as releasing little small things, you know, out there, whatever. And then maybe, you know, drop something big and then go back to the small releases, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of changed how we consume music these days. And with the internet, sometimes you just need one song, you know, and that can really, people will gravitate to it and grab onto it instead of having like a whole album. You can do a lot with a short EP or a single. And it's really nice to see that, you know, the real hip hop purists are still putting out some vinyl, and it's not just all digital too.
Yeah, definitely. I like both. I mean, I like vinyl, you know, I like digital too. I mean, even when I sample, you know, I sample from CDs, you know, sometimes. Sometimes I sample with vinyl, you know, it just all depends on how I want the particular track to sound. A lot of times, you know, can be the thing that I, you know, sample from that, whatever that format is, whether it be vinyl, MP3, or CDs, whatever like that. But I haven't sampled from vinyl in a while because I actually don't have a vinyl collection. Probably been about 3 years since I sampled from vinyl, but I used to though.
So do you ever have like a song in your head? Can you ever hear something before you sit down and start to work and like, oh, I got to get that out?
As far as like explain like in more detail.
Like, do you ever have an idea for a drum pattern or a bass line or some kind of horn or something like that, and you can kind of hear it in your head before you
start? A lot of times I can hear some things in my head. Most of the time when I you know, try to come up with a track or whatever, usually I start off with a sample just to give me some kind of idea, just to push the idea forward. And then from there, I can start hearing different things. And so then I start going into like, you know, like I might find a sample and chop the sample, but then I might replay like piano replay the chop, if you understand what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. And then I hear, like, because I know a lot of my music and I know what different things sound in key. So like a lot of times I can go to a different sample source and grab a guitar sample from, you know, I don't know, Kenny Barron or something like that, and then put it in key with this James Brown sample, and then go grab something from Bob James and so on and so forth. So I kind of, that's how I hear things. Like, once I start the track, I can hear different samples that might be in key with that, and then I play over it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. It's like a building process. I mean, you start with one thing, and then it's almost like, oh, I know I'm going to add this. It's like playing with Legos sometimes.
Yeah.
You're playing with sounds and putting it together. And yeah. one thing leads to another.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think a lot of times we get stuck on the MCs, and we don't really talk enough to the producers and what they actually do and how important they are in hip-hop. And it's really cool to see. I mean, you have a lot of releases, like I said, and you've worked with a bunch of different artists. But if there was someone out there that was like, man, I love Tall Black Guy Beats, I mean, could he produce for me? Do you sell your stuff if anyone wanted to reach out?
Oh yeah, all the time. I mean, selling my music is like my income. You know, I'm not strictly living off of it, like, per se, where I don't have to have a full-time job, but I mean, I do sell my music, you know. But I do have criteria, you know, like, you gotta have a positive message, you know what I'm saying? You can't curse, no profanity, well, that's the same thing. You know, you can't say God's name in vain, you know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta be real straight up. Like, if my mother can't listen to it, you know, we might have to do something different, you know what I mean? Just because, like, music is a very, very powerful thing. And it's just one of those things, like, I don't want to be one of those guys where I contributed to somebody just doing something bad to themselves for them to listen to my music, you know what I'm saying? So I kind of try to keep it straightforward. Not to say that I didn't do that before, but, you know, as of, you know, probably the last few years or so, I've kind of, you know, tried to keep it straight edge or whatever like that. And then what's crazy is that artists actually want to do that, you know, so that's even cooler.
That's amazing. I'm a school teacher, elementary school teacher, and I can play rap songs that are totally clean to students, and they'll go, oh, it just swore. I'm like, no, it didn't. And I think part of the reason they think that is because there's this assumption from the general population that rap just has to swear.
Yeah.
And then there's artists such as yourself that were like, well, no, we don't need to, you know, like, you can actually have a good song without a swear word. It's not a prerequisite to hip hop that you have to swear.
Yeah, definitely.
I wish more people knew that.
I mean, they probably do, but I mean, I guess it's just something, I guess, whatever sells, but it really, you know, I don't know. I mean, I know for me personally, I really see it as distasteful. You know, per se. So I choose not for myself not to do that.
Do you listen to rap that swears though?
I actually don't even listen to hip hop anymore. I listen to more R&B, jazz, and like other people's beats. Now, that's what I do now. I listen more to R&B. I listen to R&B for, you know, pretty much all my life, but like, my collection now is pretty much R&B and jazz and like world music or like house. You know, I don't even like hip hop anymore personally.
Oh wow.
Yeah, it's. I mean, because nobody's not really even saying anything really, you know, really intelligent or anything like that. So, I don't enjoy hip hop like that anymore.
Yeah, that's a shame. I mean, you have to these days go deeper and deeper to find the good stuff, and it's not, you know, it's totally in the underground. But yeah. even being a music producer, you don't want to be pigeonholed into one genre anyway. You want to listen to different types of music and different things. Like, that's actually part of doing your homework, I would assume.
Yep. I never want, like I said, for me personally, like, I never wanted to be in a box. Like, I want to be able to make all different types of music. You know what I'm saying? Because that's music. You know what I mean? So, you know, if I got to study how to, you know, try to do my interpretation of a Brazilian track or some world music or my interpretation of a jazz track or anything like that, obviously I have to study that. You know what I mean? But
so just recently I interviewed House Shoes.
Yeah,
cool guy. You're from the same area as House Shoes, aren't you? Originally.
Detroit, yeah. Yeah, me and my mom kind of I was born there, but like I moved from there like 1988, but like all my family stays out there, so like I've been going back and forth from there like for years.
Cool. Yeah, we covered a lot up today, everything I wanted to talk about. We got a nice music mix in there from you. Is there any artists right now that you would like to work with?
Jill Scott and music.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
That's what I would want. Those are probably like the ones I want to work with. Or like any like cool musician or anything like that. You know, that's pretty much, you know, where I want to strive to, like, as far as working with next.
I noticed on your Bandcamp page, you've got an album, Sonic Music, there. And yeah. That seems to be like one of those one producer, one MC kind of albums that seem to be, I mean, they were popular before, but they seem to be really popular these days too. So would you be interested in doing that with an artist, with a specific rapper maybe, if they approached you?
Well, well, that's me and my best friend. So, I mean, we're actually, you know, in the workings of trying to complete another 80s Babies album. I don't know. Like I said, besides my best friend, Lee Jackson, I don't know if I'd necessarily do a one producer album with just hip hop. I'd probably even try it with like R&B or something like that. Anything but hip hop, personally.
Yeah, because House Shoes has just put out an album, so maybe in the future we'll have a Tall Black Guy album with some R&B and some hip-hop and a whole mixture of stuff showcasing your skills and your taste these days.
Yeah, I don't know, but like I said, I don't know about just straight hip-hop, though. Besides, you know, my just D. Jackson, I really want to even do one.
Yeah, but that's cool. I mean, everyone's got their tastes and their zones, and you're still producing good music, and there's a lot of it up. So if people wanted to find out your music or get in touch with you, how about could they go and do that?
Could visit tallblackeyeproductions.com. I'm on SoundCloud, just enter Tall Black Eye Productions. I'm on Reverb Nation, you just enter Tall Black Eye Productions. Pretty much if you just Google Tall Black Eye or Tall Black Eye Productions, like, it'll basically direct you to any of those online social media, you know, for like music and things like that. And also I have things on like iTunes, you know, Amazon and Rhapsody. As far as physical projects, you can grab those from crosstalkinternational.com or like someone like Juno.com or turntablelab.com. But like I said, probably the easiest way, you know, because it's kind of scattered around, you know, a lot of the music. So I would say probably just like Google Tall Black Eye, Tall Black Eye Productions, and, you know, it pretty much direct you to where you need to go to try to grab some music.
Very cool. You know, it's an interesting story. I was telling my students that I was interviewing Tall Black Guy, and they were like, "That's racist." they didn't realize that was your name. They thought I was just calling you a tall black guy. So, are you exceptionally tall, or?
I'm 6'5".
6'5", so.
Yeah, so the 6'5", name, and like 270.
Wow, the name definitely fits then. All right, well, it has been a pleasure having you on the program, on the radio show, and on the podcast. So thanks for blessing us with some music and for finding the time to sit down and talk with us so people can find out more. It was really cool to hear how you do your beats and how you started. So thanks for sharing.
Thank you for having me on your show. I really appreciate it.
All right. Best of luck in the future with music and everything in life, man.
You too, sir. I appreciate it. I really appreciate it.
All right, cool. All right, that's the interview. Just going to run down the songs that we played today. Started off with 80s Baby, and the track is called Technology. We talked about that one in length in the interview just now with Tall Black Guy. And then we went into an hour-long mix set, and these are the songs that you heard Tall Black Guy spinning for this special edition of the show tonight. Started off with 14 Karat, track called Needing to Win. Then we had Comfort Fit, Emotional Draft, Hazel, This Is Dope, and that track featured Ibrahim, hope I'm saying that right. Then we had Chief, Button Up, or Chef, I'm not sure, Freddie Hokeem, Moons, Tall Black Guy, Rain Into the Night, that's a Gilberto flip up. We had Kenny Keys, Mixed Emotions, Jay Slick, Poetry in Motion, Bobby, Amends, Aya, I'll Never Give In, Incognito, Restless As We Are, and that featured Natalie Williams. We had Deshaun, Robert Glasper, featuring King, that's a remix for More Love. We had George Duke, Sausalito, Brenda Russell in the Thick of It, Nancy Williams Now, and the last track you heard in his mix set was The Dramatics, Treat Me Like a Man. I hope I pronounced those right. If I didn't, you can go to thewordisbond.com, click on the podcast link at the top of the page, and you'll be able to find this podcast for the Tall Black Guy interview, and the track listing will be there. You can go to dopefm.ca to find out what we do each and every Saturday night on the radio, and you can check out my blog, chasemarch.com, for more. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week.